Monday night, we saw wet sleet collecting as ice, then swiftly changing over to snow, thankfully, by Tuesday morning, driven the rest of the day into drifts by 40-mile-per-hour blizzard winds in some places. The university, many agencies, offices, and stores remain closed today as temperatures are predicted to drop even further.
Okay, my name is David Jankowski, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Overnight tonight for the northwest corner of Arkansas, and we could see lows overnight tonight getting into around 7, 8 degrees below zero. And then with some northerly winds around 10 miles per hour, we could see some wind chill values getting down into the range of 12 below, maybe even to 17 degrees below zero overnight tonight.
Jankowski says that's record-breaking cold. He spoke from Tulsa, which saw record snowfall, stranding even four-wheel drive trucks and patrol cars.
Bend County, northwest Arkansas, had some places around 10 inches or so. Further south, around the Fayetteville and Washington County, snowfall's kind of dropped off to where just a few inches or so.
States of emergency were declared in Missouri, Oklahoma, and in Arkansas on Monday. Two deaths in a three-state area have been attributed to this storm so far, none in Arkansas. Tommy Jackson is with the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
Really, some areas really, really caught a lot of snow yesterday. And then, of course, now the worry is the bitter, very bitter cold, which I think we're not going to see. You folks up in that area aren't going to see a great deal. I'm not a meteorologist, but I don't think you're going to see a great deal of relief till late in the week. If perhaps it may go even into the weekend. So I don't know what kind of thawing you're going to get, but obviously very, very serious situation. And we urge all citizens of Northwest Arkansas to take their precautions. This cold at this level is extremely dangerous. Make sure your water pipes and in the house, we ask people to keep a steady drip of their faucets and outside pipes, certainly wrapped up and insulated. And if you've got for anyone with elderly residents in their neighborhoods, I ask that you check on those, and certainly the pets as well. It's extremely dangerous for the pets. And if I might add one more thing, if you're going to be out traveling, certainly it's a good idea to keep emergency supplies in your car, blankets, flashlights, extra medication, anything, just prepare for the unknown, because truly it's trite to say, but we never know.
And if residents lose power or their water freezes, emergency managers have set up shelters in counties to assist.
Oh, yes, ma'am. John Luther. I'm the Director of Emergency Management for Washington County. Well, thankfully, because of the pre-warning that was done, both with local government, the television and newspapers and radio, all taking our information and putting it out, things have gone very, very well during this storm. People were able to stay home that could. Businesses that were able to close were able to do so. Schools were out. So thankfully, the traffic accidents were at a minimum because people weren't out on the roads. And fortunately, the weather came a little lighter on our end than it did further north of us. And so our utility companies didn't have the power outages that they had in 2009. And so far, we've done pretty well.
A dozen or so residents sought emergency day shelter, Luther said. Minor power outages were quickly put back online. Ozark Electric and Carroll Electric, which covers Boone, Newton, Madison, Carroll, and parts of Washington County, are also reporting no outages. This Midwest blizzard that's affecting one-third of the United States flash froze the Ozarks, but residents are getting savvy with increasing winter storm events. Plus, residents learned a huge lesson after the catastrophic ice storm of 2009, which crushed forests here and cut power for weeks in certain areas. Director of Washington County Emergency Management, John Luther.
Well, we hope that people are beginning to know that if we say, hey, it's possibly going to get very bad, take precautions, that they'll do that. And, weather is not predictable to 100%, but it's good when the Weather Service and others tell us, you know, there's a strong probability of bad weather, and here's what we recommend that you do in the event that it happens. And, you know, just like this one, they predicted that it could be worse in our area, but they got it awfully close. And we do have dangerous roads, and we did have ice and snow fall on those roads, making them dangerous. Power lines did get ice on them, and thankfully it was just a little less than they had predicted for us, so thankfully we fared well.
After tonight's sub-zero weather, temperatures will slowly rise in the Ozarks to near 40 by Sunday, which sounds balmy by comparison. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.